Today's daf is Yivama's daf Nun Tes, and today's shiur again is sponsored by the Kubietzky family in honor of Jonah Kubietzky's reaching the Shnas HaGevura. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, so let's get into Nun Ches Mabeis, three lines from the bottom, Nisarmalu O Nisgarshu. That's where we are up to. We have been discussing again the issues relating to Mishtameris Labia Psula, and does that apply on a Daraisa level? That was the Pashas of the Mishnah. What about on a Durabanan level? That was the end of the discussion yesterday when we had the statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that possibly everyone who does Maimar that has a brother, it might be Mishtameris Labia Psula at that moment because of a brother, because of a brother who is a Chalal, right? Different days. Okay, now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that this Armelon is Garshu, but if the woman was divorced or widowed before she had bias, and then she could go back and then eat truma of her father's house. So the question was asked of Shmuel. Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Esaktana Ubagra Tachtav. This is a new halacha, which the source of this is going to be in the next Mishnah, actually, on Daf Nun Tesim and Aleph. The Kohen Gadol, not only, as we have discussed in this Pesachta, has to marry a Besula, and is not even allowed to marry an Almana, let alone a Grusha, but also a Kohen Gadol does not marry a bogeres, does not marry a girl who is over 12 and a half years old. A katana is up to 12, 12 to 12 and a half is a nara, and a bogeres is above 12 and a half. So, the Mishnah is going to tell us, on today's daf, that he should not marry a bogeres. Why shouldn't he marry a bogeres? That's a good question. Is that because, as we'll see in the Gemara, she's not fully, completely psula anymore? Because as a woman gets older, then some of her psulim kind of fall away by themselves. So she's not a full psula. Or is there a special din, like Rashi says in the bottom of today's bottom right here, on Chesma Beis, the last four words in Rashi, U'mitzvah so biktano benara. Sounds like it's a mitzvah, biktana benara, but lav dafka, because of the reasons of only mixas besulim remaining. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol is mekadesh a ketana, and then bagra tachtav, and then the ketana becomes a bogeres before nisuin? Right, so we're trying to figure out why are we bringing this up here, because our Mishnah discussed Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin creates Mishtameris Labia Psula, and then divorce or death allows her to go back, and she's not Nifselis. So you see that Nisuin from our Mishnah, as the Gemara will say, might be the critical moment. So now the Gemara is asking, Kohen Gadol is Bekadesh Ketana, and then she's Nisbager. So Mahu, Basar Nisuin Azlinan, do we say that we go after Nisuin, and therefore what? And therefore at the time of Nisuin she is a Bogeres, and therefore this marriage is a problem? Because you look at the moment of Nisuin, Basar Nisuin Azlinan, Basar Erisin Azlinan, or do we say, no, you go look after Erisin, and at the time of Erisin of Kiyikach, she was a Ketana, a Nara, but she was not a Bogeres yet, and therefore it is good enough, and they can stay married. Right at the top, Rashi. Basar kicha de erisin azlinan v'shar yalei. Basar nisuin azlinan v'kivin de bagra asir yalei. Right, what is the critical moment in terms of this halacha? We know they're both critical stages of a marriage. Kiddushin is a mitzvah zaseh daraisa, a huge independent mitzvah, like the Rambam says. Make a berachas mitzvah. V'tzivan al arayos is a berachas mitzvah according to the Rambam, one of the 613 of Ki'ikach. Nisuin, obviously, as we discussed yesterday, is also required. What is required for Nisuin? Those are all the different days in the Shulchan Aruch. But they're both critical moments in time. But the question is, what's the critical moment for certain halachos? So, for the halacha of determining the status of the wife of a Kohen Gadol, that's the question here. What's the crucial moment to determine that? So, do you go after Nisuin, and therefore this case would be a problem, because she's already a Bulgaris, or Basar Erisin? So, Amar Lei Tani Tua. Well, didn't we learn it in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, this Armelon is Garshu, if after having Erisin to a problematic husband, let's say a Grusha Lekohen, this Armelon is Garshu, Min HaNisuin Psulos. Min ha'erisik she'ero. So what did our Mishnah say? If min ha'nisuin, if they already had nisuin, so then psulos, that's a problem. Min ha'erisik she'eros, min ha'erisik she'eros, that she could go back to her, for her father's house. So therefore, what do you see? That the psul kuda goes by nisuin. Right, because by erisin the psul doesn't last forever. Temporarily, Mishtameris will be a psula, but it doesn't last and stay with her. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that nisuin is the crucial moment. So the Gemara says, no, Amar, you can't compare. Can you compare what our Mishnah is talking about and what the question was of Shmuel? Amar Leh Shmuel answers, well, Shmuel answered the Mishnah, so now it was asked to Shmuel again. Amar Leh, L'shavi Chalala Lokami Baili, Debiyahi Demashvi Chalala. When it comes to the case of our Mishnah, meaning saying that she is a chalala and is permanently no longer able to eat the truma, that's not a shaila. That for sure goes by bia, which is a function of chuppah. Once there's nisuin, then we would say that's not a problem, because for sure the bia is mashvir a chalala, and that for sure wouldn't go by kiddushin. That for sure would go by nisuin. That's obvious. The Ramban here says, it's pashut that this by creating a chalala goes by the bia. Why? Because, as the Gemara tells us elsewhere, there is a connection between the woman herself becoming a chalala and her children becoming chalalim and chalalos. So, the woman for sure, and the children for sure, right, so I'll read you the Lashon of the Ramban, Mishum dechsiv v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav, u'bishnei chilul anakasa medaber, kalecha di'ika zaro, karina bechilul dida. Kiddushin de lo karina bechilul zaro, lo karina bechilul dida. Right, the children becoming halalim go with her becoming a halala. So, her children are going to become halalim by Erison. You need a Maisa Bia for that. So that is why her status also only goes by that, by the Maisa Bia, which is an outgrowth of the Chuppah. So that's not a Shiloh. Our Mishnah, in terms of creating permanent status of Chalala, so that she could never eat Trum anymore, so that for sure goes by Nisuin / Bia. Kikami Bayili, our question is, what about the Isurim? The Isurim, or the mitzvos that a Kohen Gadol has to do. So Kikami Bayili, Behu Isha Bivsuleha Yikach. Right, the mitzvahs are say that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a psula. That's the shayla mai. Kicha, it says ki yikach. Or it says yikach here. Kicha de kiddushin ba'inan. Do you go by the kicha of kiddushin? Or kicha de nisuin ba'inan? Right, so which is it? But again, separate from the status of halala. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, hanami tanitua. We also learned that in the Mishnah. In a couple of days. What does the Mishnah say? Ire says ha'aman, evit isman aliyas Kohen Gadol yichnos. What does the Mishnah say later on? If Malotav, a Kohen, is engaged to an Almana, right, second marriage for her, and they're about to get married, and then all of a sudden the Kohen Gadol dies, and they appoint him as the new Kohen Gadol. So now he's the Kohen Gadol, but he's about to get married to an Almana. So what do we say in that case? We say, it's okay, you can finish. You can have Nisuin. So what do you see from that Mishnah? Beferish, that the critical moment is Kiddushin. Why? Because as long as by Kiddushin she was not an Almana, that's okay. So again, here too, we're comparing a little bit. We're comparing, our question is about the Mrs. Asay of Besula, Visha Bivsula HaYikach, and we're saying, well, it's the same thing, right, the Isser of Almana. So the Gemara says, well, Shani Asa, maybe there it's different, Dichsiv Yikach Isha. Right, there it says Yikach Isha, so there it goes by Kiddushin, because it says Yikach, that's always a Lashon of Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Achanamik Siv Isha. So here it says it also, so why should there be any difference? So the Gemara answers, Ach, meaning the same word. Bisula should exclude not only Almana, should also exclude Ebogeres. So, which was the question. So, the Gemara answers, Achas velo shtayim. What does that mean? The Pashtus Rashi says that means you can only darshan one thing. You can't darshan two things from this Isha. So once you exclude and say, a Be'ul is excluded, so you're not going to exclude Bogaris. Right? Rashi says, Achas lo shtayim, tirutzahu. Rashi's our greatest Rebbe. He knows this is a little tricky to read. Where does the question end? Where does the answer start? So Rashi goes, tirutzahu. This is an answer. Achas yish techol rabos velo shtayim. Only including one and not the other. Umara Isa. So why do you include a woman who becomes a Nesua after Kiddusha? That's okay. That's okay. You can continue getting married. But if she becomes a Bogaris right afterwards, maybe not. So the Gemara answers, Hoishtani Gufa, Vahaloishtani Gufa. It depends. Where there was a physical change of her body, that's different than her status being changed. And therefore, a Bogeretz, which is Nishtanep, so that is a, more of a problem, and therefore we would be more likely to exclude that than a case of Erison. Rav Schachter likes to quote, that when he talks about Yediyas and Shas, Ogeres, Bogeres, and Grogeres. One has to know what all three of those are. Ogeres is a psul in the knife by Shechita. Bogeres is a Bogeres, as we're talking about. And Grogeres is the shear for certain types of Isurim of eating. Ogeres, Bogeres, and Grogeres. Okay. Vaiter. So there's the Shechita of the Ramba. read this Gemara, and you think, okay, achas v'lo shtayim. But there's a Rambam that comes up with a new halacha. New halacha not quoted anywhere else, but the Magen Mishnah says it must be based on our Gemara. Must be the Rambam's understanding of our Gemara. The Rambam says, Perek Yud Zayin, halacha Yud Gimel of Yisurei Bia. The Rambam says, a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Kohen Gadol, Perek Yud, again, Yud Zayin, Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Ve'eno nosei shtei nashim la'olam ke'achas. Shenemar isha achas v'lo shtayim. And it says one, not two. So the Magen Mishnah says, that must be how he understands our Gemara. But then what does that have to do anything with our Gemara? We're talking about Psula, we're talking about Amana. But the Rambam says that, the Ravid right there says, Amar Avram, Lonis Chavar Zos HaSvara. I know what the Rambam's talking about. On Yom Kippur, there's a din that he's only allowed to have one wife. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Shelo Amru Mizvechas Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. Ela Beso Amar Achmana Velo Shnei Batim. It says one, not two. That's a din on Yom Kippur. V'efshar, says the Ravid, Shelo Nasar Bishtei Nashim Ela B'Yom HaKippurim. Shelo Yimashech Libo Achareyim V'Yavu L'Dei Tuma. So he says, that's, I don't know where the Rambam gets it from. He says, Lomaisa is probably a good idea. I just don't think it's a Didaraisa, the Ravid says. Because what? The Kohen Gadol, the whole year, you're going to have two wives. But on Yom Kippur, you need one. So he's going to have to divorce his wife every year, right before Yom Kippur. So the Ravid says, I agree with the Rambam that it's a good idea, but is this the drasha of Chazal? Ela hadas no senes kein, kedei shlo yitztarech legaresh erev Yom HaKippurim. Ela shayni motza, el shayni motzei, but the Ravid then asks the kasha that all the Akronim jump on. He says, you know, the Rama makes sense right before Yom Kippur, but I don't understand, but he's looking at Divrei HaYamim, Yehoyada had two wives. That's the kasha that all the Akronim try to figure out. Vayisalo Yehoyada nashim shtayim, vayivaled banim vanos. Pasuk at Divrei HaYamim Beis, the last sefer in Tanakh. So, Akronim, oh, maybe he was only married to one after the other, not at the same time, Yehoyada was different. Right, you gotta come up with some kind of answer to Yehoyada, assuming that he wasn't a Baal Avera. Right, but he was married to two. According to the Rambam, you're never allowed to be married to two wives. Right, according to the Ravid, according to others, so it's only a din of Yom Kippur. Beso, Achaz Velo Shtayim, not Echad Velo Shtayim here. It's based on a totally different pasuk. Based on a pasuk in Achremos, not a pasuk here in Emor. But the Magen Mishnah says, Mashagaz of Rabbeinu Bakan, Nirish Alabdu Benasugya, Niskeres, Beperek HaBal Yevimto, Dafnun Tas, must be the Rambam got it from our discussions. If you look in the Maritz Chayis, not in our Maritz Chayis, but in the back of the Rambam, in the Franco Rambam, he quotes in the Sefer Likutim, he quotes a kashya from the Maritz Chayis. He says, not only do I find the Rambam problematic, because it doesn't sound that way from our Gemara, but there's a steer in the Rambam. Maritz Chayis, Ulam, Parakei Milchus Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud. He says, look in the Rambam himself, Milchus Klei HaMikdash. Gotta have all the Rambam on your fingertips. He says, Kfar kasavnu she'ein nosei shtei nashim v'im nasa shtehen ein yachol la'avod b'yom atzom ad she'megari shla'achas. The Rambam says, beferish yachos klei amigdash. You know, you can't be married to two before Yom Kippur, and if not, you gotta divorce one. What do you mean divorce one? You're never allowed to be married to two. How do you put the Rambam together? Inilchus Yisurei Bia, Inilchus Klei HaMikdash. Hari beferish shegam la'rambam ein iser b'kol hashana mitam iser. Mitam Isser Kadasa Rivin, Bapirish and Mishnah of Aramba Rav Magid. Tiv came to call a shot at Tzvi Chalakufa. What, you only force him to divorce before Yom Kippur? Should force him to divorce every day of the year. Vize MS Vishum Mechaber Lo His Orer Bidivre Haramba Behilchus Klei HaMikdash. Nobody mentioned this Rambam Hilchus Klei HaMikdash. Right? People mentioned the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus, Hilchus Isserei Bia. What about Klei HaMikdash? So, there is one Mechaber. Here's one Mechaber. It was about the same time as he was. Right? The Arsameach. The Arsameach from Meir Simcha is Meir on this Rambam. The two Rambams in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. And he quotes, L'shitas Rabbeinu Matzanu Psul Chadash V'Kohen Gadol. Nobody else quotes this Psul. That the Kohen Gadol can never be married to two wives. Midaraisa, a man can be married to two wives. The Rambam says, no, Kohen Gadol can't. V'hu, says the let's just read it at the end. Ulam Dabar. It's a long piece here. He says, "Dekamo deim nasa almana ba'odo kohen hediot eino megar sha'achar shesman alios kohen gadol." He says, "You know what the Rambam's talking about? Just like we just learned in our Gemara, right? If he's engaged to an almana and then he becomes a kohen gadol, he's allowed to continue the marriage. What happens if he's a kohen hediot married to two wives, and then he becomes the kohen gadol? He didn't do anything wrong. We don't make him divorce right away." That's the case. Kainim nasa shtei nashim ba'ota koin hedyo, but it's not only as koin gadol, mutter bohem, the alzer ravi rachmana yikach isha, derak eicha de gufa ishtani shaper dami. That's how he reads our Gemara. Avalo alzer, ukamadim nasa ba'ula ve'almana ba'ota koin hedyo, dilu magarish, kshizmanali as koin, ina magarish, kshizmanali as koin gadol, lefize asi shaper ma, shikaz rabbeinu bilchaz kleya migdash. He says, "Eino nasi shanashim zepela." What do you mean? You divorce, forced to divorce right away? So he says, "No." Lefize akavanadim kiddush bo dekoin hediot shtei nashim as mutter liso samalavo alein ubiyomat som tzorach legarish achas v'zeh pirish v'zeh pashut bekavanaso v'dok b'chol zeh. So he says, "That's how you read the argument more closely. You put it all together. That's what the Rambam is talking about." Okay. That and that he's the shiloh there that he starts off with is what happens if his wife is nishtatis. If his wife becomes a shota, then you're stuck because he needs a wife who's a bas kapara, and therefore she's not a bas kapara. Beso zuisha, part of bas kapara. So what, he's going to marry somebody else, but he can't marry somebody else according to the Rambam. Beso, right, you only can marry, you marry to one. So what do you do in that regard? That's where the Ar Sameach starts getting into this issue. Okay, so let's continue now. But that is how the Rambam reads the Gemara of Achas Veloshtayim has a new halacha. Okay, says the Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in Perek Habal Yevimto. Kohen Gadol Lo Yisa Amana. A lot of Isurin of Ishus are found right here in Yevamos. Where is it going to be? It's going to be in Yevamos. It's going to be in Ksubis. Right, this is where it's going to be. So Kohen Gadol Lo Yisa Amana. A Kohen Gadol, as we know, Pasuk in Chumash, is not allowed to marry an Amana. Bein Amana min Erisin, Bein Amana min Anisuin. Doesn't matter if she is an Amana, she only had Erisin with her first husband, or min Anisuin. That's the halacha, he can't marry an Amana. Part one. Part two, Velo Yisa es Habogares. And he also cannot marry a girl who's over 12 and a half. He has to marry a Nara or maybe a Katana. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin Bibogares. They say no, there's no problem with Bogares. The Gemara will talk about what is the Machlokas. Velo Yisa es Mukat Eitz. He also is not allowed to marry a woman who was injured, who also does not have her Besulim. Cannot marry a Mukat Eitz because he has to marry a Besula. The Rambam and the Chinuch both, obviously, the Chinuch follows him, count two separate Isurim regarding Almana L'Kohen Gadol. There's an Isur of Nisuin with an Almana, and there's an Isur of Bia with an Almana. Two separate losases that are counted in Parshas Emor. I'll read it from the Chinuch. Reishayin Gimel. Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol Levad Almana. Nisuin. Shnei Amar Almana U'Gushav Achalala Zona Es Eila Lo Yikach. V'lo Hayatzorach HaKazav Lachzor Achar Isur Grushav Achalala Zona V'Kohen Gadol. If you look in the parts of the Psukim, why should the Torah have to repeat by Kohen Gadol, he can't marry a Grusha, he can't marry a Zona, he can't marry a Chalola? It said that by Kohen Hedyot already. But it repeats it by Kohen Gadol. Why? Shederek Klal Nesra al Kol Kohen, who Rosh HaKohenim? So why does the Torah have to repeat it? That's why the Gemara in Kiddushin in the end tells us, there's a case, the Lamelanu Inyan Bakefel Ashara, Bigrusha, Vechalola, Zona, Bikohen Gadol. There's a case where the Kohen Gadol could violate all of them. And we don't say the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's where it starts, because there's a case where each one is an Ein Isser Mosif, or an Isser Kolel, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta. She becomes an Almana. Right? Fine. Then she becomes a Grusha. So the Migu, that's now she's ushered to more people, she's ushered to the Kohanim. Then she becomes a Chalala. And then she becomes a Zona. So all these cases, if the Kohen Gadol, lives with her, he'll get, many Averis, the Kohen Gadol will get four Malkus, right? Four Lavim. And if Kohen Gadol would only get three. Fine. But this is number one. Next mitzvah. Shelo Yivol Kohen Gadol Almana Afilu Belo Kiddushin. It's also for Kohen Gadol to have Bia with an Almana, even without a prior Kiddushin. Right? This is unique and different than other Isurim of certain of the Isurei Chasnos. It's only in a context of each of Kiddushin. Kiddushin and then Bia. But the Rambam says here, Almana Kohen Gadol, even separately. Why? Because there's a special din, v'lo yechalel zaro ba'amav. Special din of chilul zaro, which has nothing to do with kiddushin, just has to do with bia, and that's why the
rug.
Sorry.
How's that different than any
ashesish? I'm saying that's true. Any ashesish zinsa is usher without obviously a kiddushin. You can't do kiddushin with an ashesish. But some of the other isurim, like a grusha l'kohen gadol or mamzeres, or the other chayvei lavin, so a number of them are limited to where there is a prior kiddushin. But here, Amar Kohen Gadol, Rambam says beferish that it is even without this. Right? The Rambam talks about this. I'm not going to find it now. And in Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Ches of Isurei Bia, where all of these laws are, the Rambam says, here it is. right here in Perek Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, Kol Kohen Shenasa Achas Me'ashalosh Nashim, right? Grusha Zona V'Chalala. Bein Kohen Gadol, Bein Kohen Kedyot. U'ba'al Loke. V'im Ba'al Le'aderach Znus, Eino Loke. Mishim Zona O'Grusha O'Chalala. Ashen Emar Lo Yikachu. Ashen Yikach V'Yivol. By the other three of Zona, Grusha, and Chalala, it's only with the prior Kedushin. They are Isurim in the context of a marriage. That's how they're defined. Aval Kohen Gadol Sheba'al Almana, Loke Achas, Afabisha Lokidesh. Right? Our Aveira in the Torah is a separate Aveira Shinemar because of the Pasek. Lo Yichalel, Kivan Sheba'al Achilula, Upasa Lekahuna, Aval Zona V'Chalala Grusha, Harizimu Chalala Svomandas, Kodin B'ilaso. That's not totally on the B'ya. That is the Rambam lefichach loka kohen gadol levado beilas almana af avisheisham kiddushin shari chilula v'humuzer shalei chalal ksheirim lo isha v'lo zaro. Right, that's the Rambam's exception to the rule within the isurim of a kohen.
So this is separate isur. Then how does he have a heter if he was a het yod married?
It's a separate isur, but you still say once the process has started and he didn't do anything wrong with that kiddushin, he's allowed to continue. Right,
if they.
It's in the if it's in the context of kiddushin, then it has a connection, right? Even though it's independent, but you're right. It makes it more of a chiddush that if he's meuras to an almana, that he's able to continue, right? It makes it more of a chiddush. Okay, but that's keep in mind that's two separate isurim: the isur of marrying a kohen gadol an almana, and an isur of a kohen gadol being boel an almana, nisuin and bia based on the pasuk of lo yichalel. Good. Tana Rabbanan, back to the Gemara. Almana lo yikach. Bein almana mina erisin, bein almana mina yisuin. So the Brisa says, either way. Pshita. So it's obvious, and that's what our Mishnah says. Isn't that obvious? It says almana. So it doesn't specify or limit which almana. So any almana. So Gemara says, no. Mau detema leilif almana, almana mi tamar. I might have thought that you should learn. It says the word almana by Tamar with Yehuda, right? So it says Shvi almana, right? Rashi goes to pasuk in next week's parsha. So learn it from Tamar. Ma'ala halam minani suin afkam minani suin kamash v'lan kamash v'lan. We say no, even min ha'erisin. V'yema hachinami. Who says you shouldn't learn from Tamar? Maybe it should be only minani suin dumya de gerusha. No, we compare it to gerusha. Said in the same context, ma gerusha bein minani suin bein min. Erisin, afalmana beminazir memina erisin. Just like Grusha is either or, so too, almana is either or, even mina erisin. Tosfos asks, in dumya de Grusha, fiim tamar adaraba. Why do we compare almana to Grusha? Why don't we compare Grusha to almana? And almana we're not sure, so maybe let's limit almana to nisuin, and let's say Gerishin is also mina nisuin. Fiim tamar de astosfos adaraba. Grusha dumya de almana. The dafka mina nisuin. You're comparing the two. So why do you go in one direction and not the other direction? Answers Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, d'lechumra makshinan. Two words. When you're not sure what to do, be makishit in the kula direction, or the chumra direction, so be makishit in the chumra direction. V'yod, and then he gives another answer, v'chula, which we don't go into. But this is a big discussion in the Achronim. We say l'chumra makshinan. The question is asked. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this. If you want to look it up in Asvinda Oraisa in Klal Yudches. The Gemara and Rishonim say L'chumra Makshinan. What does that mean, L'chumra Makshinan? Why? The Prima Gadim writes in his Psicha Kolelis, that which we say, Hadakaimalon, L'kula u'L'chumra, L'chumra Makshinan, Hainu Rak Misafek, U'kechol Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Well, we're not sure which way to go, so you know what? Be Machber, it's a Din Daraisa. Safek Daraisa L'chumra. It's Betorah Safek. Avalwa Anosh Malkus, O Misas Bezdin? Could you give Malkus based on L'chumra Makshinan? No, that you wouldn't do, says the Prima Gadim, because it's all based on Suffolk. That's the Prima Gadim. So, the Asman Daraisa goes into it and says, I will quote you he quotes nine in this first paragraph, nine rayas from Shas, that's not true. That L'chumra Makshinan is a din. It's a din batorah. It's one of the one of the midos shatarded reshes bahan, and that is when you have a choice what to do, not because of a suffix, but because of this is a din. What you do, the chazal have a choice to be makish l'chumra l'kula. They're makish l'chumra, right? And this is what Rabbeinu Tam, in the beginning of Baba Kama, that's where people come across this Rabbeinu Tam says, midah hi batorah lo shna be isura v'lo shna be mamona. Period. It's a midi batorah. And then he quotes many rayas. Number six in the rayas, if you want to keep track, is Yavam, it's daf nun tes, Tosfos. Our Tosfos is the number six that he quotes, and he says, if it's only based on suffig, then how could we say that you're going to get malchus? Based on, if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana min Erison, if it's Batorah Safik, you shouldn't get Malchus for it. Then we know you do get Malchus for a Kohen Gadol and an Almana. Hashta inema, tahad al-chumr makshina narak mitam Safik, imkein roi shaloye Malchus balmanu grusha min Erison. Vizelo shamanu miolam. And we've never heard that. And he quotes many other rayas. But kedaka bakodesh, if you look on the next page, he says, ulam, leish li lahavi kidmus raya lehipuch. Right, I could bring many rayas the opposite way as well. And he starts bringing rayas the other way as well. So, this is his discussion, whether l'chumra makshinan, this midi batorah is only batorah safik, as the Prima Gadim says, or it's a midi batorah, even if it's about a darabanan, and even daraisa, but not because of safik. That's an important line in Tosfos. Okay, so now we get into the two dots. Lo yizes abogeres, and the Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to marry a bogeres. So Tana Rabbanan, v'hu isha b'psuleha yikach. So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk. He has to marry a b'sula prat l'bogeres. Shekalu la b'suleha. Divrei b'meir. Meir says that a bogeres loses some of her physical qualities, right? So women in the days of old got married much younger. There was much more of an issue of a besulim. Bisman hazeh, women get married older, so there's even physically it's different, and many women don't even have dam besulim. So pratla, so here too, her mayor says that if she loses miksas, even without a maisabia, she didn't do anything wrong. Still, she is excluded from marrying a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin bibogeres. They in our Mishnah say no. Kohen Gadol can marry a bogeres, not a problem. Why? But my kemifligi, what's the root of the machlokes? Rabbi Meir savar bisula. What does the word say? Biv suleha. So it says three words. It could have said the word bisula, but it not only says bisula, it says bisuleha, and it doesn't only say bisuleha, it says bivisuleha. So it's an extra at the end, actually at the beginning. So it's as if we're going to have a three. So three alimut of three words. So besula, if the Torah would have just said besula, says Rabbi Meir, afilu miksas psulim b'mashma, I would have thought that means any level of psulim, meaning even a bulgaris is okay. Besuleha, what it says besuleha adika kala psulim. I darshan that it means her entire besulim, which she only has through naarus. Bivsuleha, what does that include? Kedarka inchlo kedarka lo. The only exclusion is if she has Bia Kedarka, but if she has Bia Shlo Kedarka, she's still considered a Besula regarding Besula L'Kohen Gadol. That's how Rabbi Meir darshins, and that's why Bogeres is excluded. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Eliezer, V'Rabbi Shimon, Savri. No, you have the wrong starting point. Besula, Besula Shlema Mashma. Besula would have said you need all Besulim. Fully, complete. Bisuleha, and then it's the opposite. Bisuleha goes down. Viafilo mixas psulim. That teaches me even mixas, meaning bogeris is okay. Bivsuleha, acheyu kol bisuleha kayamin. Bivsuleha, here, they are machmir. And you have to have all of her psulim kayamin, bein bikedarka, bein shalokedarka. Right? Either way, right? What does that teach me? Look in Rashi for a second. Bivsuleha, beis yisera, mashma shetehe bivsuleha, shalo ibda mehem klum. Al yedei be'ila. She was not affected at all through a maisabia. Bein kedarka, bein shalok kedarka. Correct, shalok kedarka doesn't affect her physical hymen psulim, which is in a different place. But still, it's considered affected by a maisabia, and therefore that would be included, and she would still be considered a be'ula regarding a Kohen Gadol. So, machlokas tanoim, again, mekel in one regard and machmer in the other regard. Right, the Shita that's Mekel, or Lazar of Shimon, who are Mekel regarding Bogeres, or Machmer regarding Bia Shalokedarka. Period. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Nivala Shalokedarka, Psula Lekahuna. Says Rav, if a woman has Bia Shalokedarka, she is Psula Lekahuna, that means the Kohen Gadol. To a Kohen Gadol, Bia Shalokedarka is Psula to a Kohen Gadol. There is a long discussion in the Mishnah Melech. What did that a Bia Shalokedarka Bahataya? As we learned in other places, Shmuel was a baki bahataya, a person who has a bia kedarka, but he does not break the psulim. Right, the beginning of Ksubis also discusses this. So is that, what about that case? Here it says, a bia shalok kedarka is psulul kahuna. What about if you would that automatically mean then that a Bia Kedaka is definitely worse, right? They both don't break the Besulim. A Bia Kedarka Behataya and a Bia Shalokadarka. So would that be for sure? If Bia Shalokadarka ruins it, this is even Bia Kedarka. Or do you say no? If you did a Bia Kedarka, fine. And a Bia Shalokadarka, which is normal for the Shalokadarka place. But if you do a Bia Kedarka Behataya, so then that's worse than a Bia Shalokadarka, and maybe it wouldn't possible. And even if a Bia Shalokadarka is called a Be'ula, a Bia Kedarka Behataya is not. So he has a long discussion about that. Lamaskana he asers. Maskana he asers, he says, it would still be, it's ra'ui to be a kedarka, and therefore it would be a problem. Okay, but that is Rav's statement. Rav said the Bia Shalokadarka is considered psula lekahuna for a Kohen Gadol. Masiv Rava, but Rava says velo tihiyeh liisha. By the case of Onis Umafata, we know the end of Kiseitse, velo tihiyeh liisha to him. By Ma'anes Einara Psula, Rashi says. Right, it's he has to marry her, right, if she wants. If she, her father, wants, then he has to, Mrs. Asse, he has to marry her. Again, this is not one of the Mrs. Asse that we try to do. Right? Mitzvahs mean in every situation in life, Hashem tells us what to do. But we shouldn't want to do every mitzvah in the Torah. Right? This is not one of the mitzvahs that we should want to do. V'lo siya li'isha, bi'isha haru'uya lo. What does lo mean to him? The halach is only if the isha is not aser ba'avera to him. Prat, excluding, la'aman al-kohen gadol, gusha v'chalus al-kohen hadyot, special din lo, excludes these two women. If A, what's the case here? If a kohen gadol is ma'anes, this amana. Right? So then, we would say that he would not have the mitzvah of velo tihiyeh le'isha. So, hey chidami, what exactly is the case that is being excluded, that the kohen gadol did? So, ilema, bikedarka. Are we talking about a case of bia kedarka? So then, my arya mishum almana. So why is it excluded mishum almana? Typically mishum tahavile ba'ula. Right? She's not a basula anymore. So that also, what is the specific brisa? The limud is excluding an almana. Do you ever have a case of almana that is not a ba'ula? So typically tahavile ba'ula. So the Gemara says, elalav. Misha, and we'll get to comments on that soon, but let's just finish the sentence. El Olav, it must be Shalokadarka. It must be a case where the Kohen Gadol was Boel, was Ma'ani Shalokadarka, Umisham Almana in Mishum Ba'ula Lo. And it only talks about, oh, the problem here is an Almana, not Ba'ula. And she wouldn't be considered a Ba'ula Shalokadarka, Kasha on Rav. Because Rav says a Bia Shalokadarka would make her into a Ba'ula. So Gemara answers, no, maybe. We'll finish and then we'll have to come back, but let's just finish the whole thought. Hamani Rebbe Meir he. Maybe that Bryce is Rebbe Meir. Meaning there's a machlokas, we said before, at the beginning of the Gemara. It's a machlokas tanaim about Bia Shalokadarka. Rebbe Meir says it's mutter, and it was Rebbe Shimon said it's aser. So Hamani Rebbe Meir he. For Rav Tamek Rebbe Elazar. Fine. That Bryce, the limud, excluding an amana, which gives us the impression that Bia Shalokadarka would not be a problem. So that's like the Shita of Rebbe Meir. But Rav holds like Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. Says the Gemara 1 minute, Ik Rebbe Elazar, if Rav holds like Rebbe Elazar, that Bia Shalokadarka does create a problem of Ba'ula. So there's another sheet of Rebbe Elazar out there though. My Arya Mishum Ba'ula, typically the Havile Zona. The Rebbe Elazar has a very expanded definition of what is a Zona regarding the Isra of a Kohen marrying a Zona. Dom Rebbe Elazar, Panu Habala Pnuya, Shalol Lushem Isha Sasa Zona. Even two single people. Right, that's considered a zona. Right, and Rashi says, Avila Kohen Hedyot Asura. So if he holds like Rebbe Elazar, so then you have other problems. So the Gemara could have answered, well, maybe he holds like Rebbe Elazar regarding A and not regarding B. The Gemara does that sometimes. The Gemara does not do that here. So Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no, let me explain. What Rav was really talking about when Rav made his statement that Nivala Shalokidarka Psula Lekahuna, what did it mean? It meant Kagon Shenivala Lebehema. That's what it means. If a woman, Rachman al-Aslan, committed Mishka Behema, so that's where it is not us. That's a case where Zona is out of the picture. It's only going to be Bia. Tahasa Mishim Be'ula Ika Mishim Zona Leka. As we had earlier in the Perek, a Mais, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema is considered a Maisa Bia. Right, regarding, let's say, Kavana, we had at the beginning of the Perek. So that's a case where it wouldn't be an Isser of a zona, as we'll see, because there's no status of znus lebehema, only with a only Be'ula and not Zona. Continue a little bit more. Amar Le Abaye Manafshach. Abaye says, wait a minute. Why shouldn't those two go together? E Be'ula Havye, Zona Nami Havye. V'Zona Lo Havye, Be'ula Nami Lo Havye. If it's a Maisa Bia, why shouldn't she have the status of a Zona from this Maisa Bia? V'Manafshach, who says that those two don't go together? And as we'll see later on, that there's a limud that teaches us that. But v'chi tema, and if you want to suggest that the problem, Rashi adds in this line, and if you want to suggest that the problem maybe is not Zona, and it's not even Be'ula, but it's just Rama Mukat Eitz, Midi Dahavia Mukat Eitz, Shelo Kedarka, if you want to say it has that status, so Im Kain, Ein Lecha Isha, Shekshir Lekuhuna, then every woman would be called the problem. And the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to marry anybody. Why? Shonas is Mukat Eitz, Aydei Tzror. Every woman, affected her physical insides. Because every woman, when she goes to the bathroom, what they used to use for cleaning themselves, they use little pebbles, they use little rocks. So everybody had a little Mukat Eitz. Rashi, Shal Kinuach Beis HaKisei. Right? So then there'll be nobody that he can marry. So Ella Amar Rebbe Zeira, final answer, Bimima Enes. What's the case? Go to Rashi, Elam, Rabbi Zera, Mishkachas lo l'rav, Alibad Rabbi Elazar. If you want to say, again, what's the context? Just let's keep the focus. We had a kasha from Rebraisa on Rav. Rav says, Bia Shalom Kedarka causes problems for Kahuna. So why did the Braisa only exclude, by Velosi Elisha, only exclude Almana and not Be'ula? So, well, it's talking about a case that Braisa is only according to Rabbi Meir, who says, Bia Shalom Kedarka is not a problem. By all, Bia Shalom Kedarka is a problem. So what do you mean? You all like Rebbe Lazar. So what about the problem of Zona? So you got to come up with a case that there's no problem of Zona. That's what we're trying to come up with. So, Mima Enes. What's Mima Enes? As we know, a woman on a Daraisa level could get married in one of two ways. Either she accepts Kedushin on her behalf, or her father accepts Kedushin on her behalf. What if she is a Ketana and her father died? So the Rabbanan created another way of getting married called Kiddushi Miyun. That is the topic of the 13th parak in Maseches Yevamos. All about Miyun. Everything you want to know about Miyun. So Be'ez Hashem will get there. But what is Miyun? Miyun means she's married on a Rabbanan level. Her mother or brothers accept Kiddushi on her behalf. But if she wants out of the marriage, she can walk out whenever she wants. She could just refuse in front of Beis Din and then Shtar Miyun. And then she could walk out as long as she doesn't live with her husband after she is Nisgadel and knows that she is in this kind of marriage. So that is Miyun. So that Miyun undermines it retroactively. So it says now with that, El Amar Bizera, back to the Rashi. Mishkachas lo hadar avaliv der balazar, davi be'ula v'lo zona v'lo amana v'lo grusha. What's the case? Biktana yisoma hanisa islabal. Ubala shelo kedarka. Umiyanabo. So this is a case where the only issur you have is this case, right? Be'ula. She is a Be'ula. Physically, she is a Be'ula. She was above 3 years old. But none of the other issurim apply because the marriage is uprooted me'ikara. So that is the case of Mima Enes. Period. Stop for a moment. The Ritva here, back on the bottom of the previous Amud, has a question that is an important comment. What was the original question? Why does the Braisa say, Mishum Amana, just typically because Be'ula? The Gemara asked it on the second to bottom line. V'im Tomer asked the Ritva, my Maksharava, Nema, why don't we say that if it was only a problem of Be'ula, then we would say, the Asay of Lo Sia Le'isha, which is an Asay Hashave Bakol, pushes off and is doche the assay of Besula, which is an assay Hashenu Shave Bakol. What's the guy bothered by? He says, Ile, Makadarko, why does Yamana say Be'ula? Maybe Be'ula wouldn't be strong enough. Asked the Ritva. Again, Neima Dilim Shabula Lachodavi Asi Asay de Losi Elisha, Shushava Bakol, Vedochi Asay de Be'ula, Shenu Shave Bakol. Vahashta, the Havi Amana, Nami, but now that it is Be'ula and Amana, then it's not strong enough to push it off. Right, lo asi asev dachi lo asev yasev yafal gav deinam shavim makol. If you team up, the Yesh Lomar answers the Ritva. You don't say asi docha lo asev in this case. There would have been no hava mina, or even to say asi docha asev. Why? To bahal lekalimitchi shemisura. To ha amar rachmana behedya isha haruuyelo. It's as if when the Torah says velo si ala isha, only a halachically allowed woman. You don't say Asi Dochalosa say where you have a Beferish Pasek telling me that this is going to be what you need. That's the Ritva's reason here. That is what the Ritva says here because that's a very, it's an important limitation Asidocha lo saseh, or asidocha weaker asay is not said when there's a special Beit Pefer's limud that tells you not to say that. And then he quotes the ode. Maybe you wouldn't say it here because the woman has the choice not to marry this woman in below Siyah Le'isha. So also, it wouldn't be strong enough to asay, to say asay doche asay or asay doche lo saseh. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar. The Mishnah Malach here also discusses Pilegesh. Could the Gemara have answered Pilegesh? Would Pilegesh also be considered a Be'ula and not a Zona, Chala, all the other Isurim? Right? Is there a heter of Pilegesh? Right? We had a Daf B'in Shir about that a couple of years ago, that the Rambam says the only person allowed to have a Pilegesh is a king. But others do not. Other Mefarshim, other Rishonim don't limit the Isra Pilegesh. Okay, next. Amar of Simi Barchia, Nivala Lebehema, K'shera Lekahuna, related to what we just spoke about. We said, B'yesh lo kedarka. These are the sugyas, these are the dafim of Besula l'Kohen Gadol. So we just said before, Nivala shelo kedarka is not allowed. So now we have Nivala l'Behema. K'sheira l'Kahuna. Right, that's not called someone who is no longer allowed to marry. That's not called a zona. K'sheira l'Kahuna. Right, Rashi says here, K'sheira l'Kahuna, even l'Kohen Gadol. It's like Mukat Eitz. Right, it's like Mukat Eitz in this regard. The Ritva says it's gotta be, though Rashi doesn't say it, but Farish, it's gotta be Shalom Kedarka. If it's be a Kedarka with an animal, that's considered a Maisabi, that makes her a Ba'ula. How can you say not? So it must be, the Ritva says, even though it's not a Farish, it has to be that we're talking about a case of Nival of the Behema, Shalom Kedarka, Kshir Lakuna. And the issue is Zona. The issue is Bia. Tani Nami Hachi, Nival of the Misha Eino Ish, Ava Bisha Beskila Kshira Lakuna. Right, that's including an animal. Ki Asa Ravdimi. Ravdimi came Asar Maisa Briba Achaz Behislu. There was a story. Shaisa Mechabedes Abayas. And there was a case where a woman was in a house. And I guess you have to realize that it's not like we have today. We have undergarments and we have a robe. We have some type of case where a woman maybe was wearing a loose robe. The Rava Kalef Kofri Achareha. And a wild dog jumped on her from behind. Vechshira Rebbe Lakuhuna. So, be a Shalom Kedarka. That's what the Ritva says. The next case is Shalom Kedarka. And Rebbe was Machshir Lakuhuna. So you see, Omer Shmuel, what Rashi said, Ula Kohen Gadol, even to a Kohen Gadol. Period. Says the Gemara, be me, Rebbe, Kohen Gadol, mihave. Rebbe was Machshir to the Kohen Gadol. Rebbe did not live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe lived 150 years after the Churban Abayas. So what do you mean? Was there a Bizman Kohen Gadol? Bizman Rebbe was there a Kohen Gadol? Rashi quotes, Rebbe lived after the Churban, many Doros. He was the end of the Tanaim, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was earlier. During his time, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right, as we know, he made all the Takanas, the 9 Takanas of Zeichel HaMikdash. Ela Reuya LeKohen Gadol. Repashas means, no, just halachically, conceptually, Reuya LeKohen Gadol. That's what it means. Period. Two points. And then we'll continue with this tomorrow. The language of the Gemara is Nivala Lamisha Eino Ish Avabisha Beskila Kshir Lakuna. If you're a Nivellus to somebody who's not an Ish, so even though, you know, she's considered Beskila, if she did this Kshir Lakuna, the Chida has a tshuva. Tshuva's Chaim Sha'al. Right? There was a case where there were certain women. He quotes this also from a tshuva of the Maram Lublin. He quotes that there was a woman in the city that he was passing through. The Chida we know was a traveler. He wrote many svarim, more than 70 svarim, and he traveled all over, you know, selling his svarim. And he passed through a city, and certain women in the city had these visions, and they were possessed. And sometimes they were possessed by demons. And in their visions, they saw the demons doing different things to them. And what if a woman woke up and said, the demon was, I was nivellus to a demon. Right? Afa pi she'eino ish. Right? So do we say, sha'alta mimeni, rav tavasi birachaz yishar binashim, ashagram yotzos v'cholos k'mo chaloim, v'cholo, and this was the case, nigla leim demus echar, v'shol me'en lasos kein, v'shol me'en she'ez l'lip k'go, and they asked him to do all these different things, v'nis tak, you have a suffik, im aruach hazeh ba'aleh mamish patem, im asuros l'ba'aleihem, o ink peda bazeh. So, this is the question that they ask. So, answer is, you know, the answer is mutter. Mutter, right? Isha nevelos la ruach ba'ones o baratzon de lo nasra ela bias adam. Kedachsiv v'shachav ish v'lo ruach. V'chein lo mikri zona umuteris l'kohen. Okay, nivelas l'shedu l'ruach l'nasa zonah muteras l'kohen. So here, even though it says eino ish, right? Don't take that so seriously. Doesn't mean everybody who's eino ish, but that is point number one. Point number two is there's a general case we know that if an animal is involved in mishkav behema, we know the animal is also put to death. Right, just like in Ashara Niska, animals also put to death. And again, the Achronim discuss why is that. There is a concept in Sanhedrin of takala and kalon. There is a concept of embarrassment. Maybe it's a kind of embarrassment of the person. The embarrassment of whenever this animal walks by, people say, oh, this is the animal that so-and-so was involved with. So the family's going to be embarrassed, that's why, to do it. Or is there any element of onesh regarding an animal? Again, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Beis HaOtzar, in the concept of, he only got through Beis. Beis HaOtzar was supposed to be in a whole encyclopedia, going from Aleph to Taf, regarding all the Talmudic concepts. So he got through a little bit Aleph, and then half a Beis. That's all. And he wrote this big fat volume here, but that's what we have. But we still have Aleph and Beis. So there he talks about, Yishayach Chet V'Onesh V'Balei Chayim. And if you kill a Shara Niskal, he says, Pashas, you would say, it's not an Onesh. What kind of Das does it have? But there are certain sources that point in that direction. There's a Mechilta, the Mechilta Mishpatim. What's the source that a Shara Niskal is Asur Bahana? He discusses it from Egla Rufa. He says, Ma Egla Rufa, when you kill a cow because of Egla Rufa, that cow was not Metami the Aretz, and he didn't remove the Shechina, and that Egla Rufa is Asur Bahana. Shara Niskal, Shehu Mitame Es Haaretz, Umisalik Es Hashchina, surely should be Asabana. The Shara Niskal, so the animal, when the animal killed the person, he was Mitame. By doing a Maisa Ritzicha, he was Mitame. Sounds like that he did a Maisa Veira there. Sounds like from there. And there are other rayas that he brings. But either way, this is a halacha by Mishkav Behema that the animal is also killed. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll get more into Zeus LeBehema by Amar LeRava. Hashem, we will continue in the coming daf. It's on the horizon. Two daf away on the horizon. The mitzvah Puravu, the Puravu Sugyas, daf Samach Aleph. It's coming up, as Hashem, in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur and this month of shiurim were sponsored by the Kubietsky family in honor of Jonah Kubietsky attaining Shnas Gvura. Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietsky, and Eben Chani Greenberg, we thank them for the sponsorship.